Farm Bureau celebrating 90 years. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I'm really proud of all the leaders across the state that, you know, work hard and stay up on the issues and help fight for farmers and other people all across the state.
Tennessee Farm Bureau President Lacey Upchurch in Franklin this week, along with some 2,000 other Farm Bureau leaders from across the state, as the General Farm Organization holds its annual convention.
Farm Bureau Convention gives our leaders an opportunity to meet and, of course, have fellowship and talk to one another about the past year and the crops and livestock and so forth, but it's also a real good learning experience because we invite people, you know, to come in on certain issues to give them good information, and it's also our delegate session where they decide policy that we'll go by for the next year, and it's just really an informative and educational effort.
And this is the 90th year for Farm Bureau in Tennessee, and Upchurch says the mission today is still the same as it was back in 1921.
Our mission is to try to make life better for farm and rural people, and you know, we have volunteer leaders all across the state in every county in the state and others that support that mission, that work hard, you know, to serve the farm and rural people.
Willie Brown, a farmer in Overton County, is attending the convention and says there are a lot of great ag organizations out there, but perhaps to him, none more as important as Farm Bureau.
Long time ago, when I first started coming to these meetings, I discovered one basic truth that's been very important to me the whole time I've been involved. Farm Bureau is considered to be a general farm organization, but it is probably the only farming organization that represents all farmers, all facets, all points of view.
Hope all of you have a safe day. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.